Speaker of Parliament Anita Among has called for the swift and effective implementation of the Parish Development Model to ensure it benefits the intended Ugandans. She made the remarks during the presentation of the Auditor General's report for the financial year 2024-25 to Parliament. According to the report, the Auditor General, Edward Akol, noted that although the government fully released over 1 trillion shillings for the Parish Development Model, several challenges continue to undermine the program's effectiveness. Among the key challenges highlighted are delayed release of funds to beneficiaries' circles, non-existent circles, diversion of funds, duplication of beneficiaries, and the ineligibility of some circles, among others.
Right, Honorable Speaker, despite this progress, I identified areas that require improvement, and this includes lack of alignment of parish priorities to local government budgets and work plans, delays in disbursement of funds to households, cases of ineligible projects implemented, and that some of the projects were non-existent, although funded. There were also diversions of funds and cases of duplicate recipients noted among households. These areas were noted shortcomings.
In response, Speaker Among urged the Office of the Auditor General to work closely with and hold accountable all responsible government agencies to ensure that the PDM achieves its intended goal. She emphasized that the government cannot afford to ignore Ugandans trapped in poverty. While only a few individuals benefit from poverty alleviation programs meant for the most vulnerable.
Starting with a new term of office, as we appropriate money, want so many people out there, like the PDM, want the money to reach the final user, to the final beneficiary. But the problem we have is the diversion of this money. The problem we have is the money does not go to the intended beneficiary. Auditor General wants you to be a whip on this. This money should go to the right people. Because we cannot appropriate the money, and then we have 70% of the people who are rich, and then the 30% cannot get anything.